Okay, so this is Martin Compton. It's the 14th of February 2014, and I'm here with Delia, who's talking about some of the things that she's been learning on the blended learning module as part of her PGCE. Just a quick off-the-cuff question, Delia. What, out of all the tools you've looked at, has been the one that's really stood out for you?
Today or in general?
In general.
In general, I really liked Blogspot. Blogger, because it really helps to have one space for all my students to be able to access everything, and I can add information, and I can add websites and links, and it seems to be really, really effective for that. You can have a centralised spot.
But does not the VLE do that as well?
The VLE does that, but perhaps not as well as it should, because you have to log in with your details, you have to scroll down, you have to go through everything that looks not extremely exciting unless you're going through Beatrice's site, which seems to have interesting things, and I don't seem to put things on there because I find it really laborious and hard work, and it's got to the point where I just haven't put anything on, so I don't direct my students unless they have to find an assignment.
Okay, brilliant. And you've got all this stuff on your blog already. You've got three blogs going. You're using Padlets and creating stories and all those sorts of things. How difficult has it been to adapt to this kind of working?
It hasn't been that difficult. I think it's been fun. So there's certain things that are very easy, so you can just move things onto Blended.
Blend space.
Mm-hmm. And put things onto the blog. But I think sometimes there's some technical things like having to add the link. And if you make a mistake with that, then it doesn't come through, although there are aspects where you can double-check that the link is working. The embedded aspect also, sometimes a couple of little dots in the wrong place make a big difference, mm-hmm. and mean that you can spend hours doing something very simple and make it look complicated. So it's easy, and yet it's difficult. I think it just depends on how much practice you have with something.
What should you do if you get stuck in future?
Well, email or use the Twitter to ask Martin, of course.
Thank you very much indeed.